Peter Clack is on the line. I've worked with Peter in the past. He's a long-time experienced journalist, and I thought he might have a view on this situation where now Chris Minns and previously the Prime Minister, Mr. Albanese, among others, have said that Elon Musk should review some of the really awful material that people have posted online as a result of past atrocities. Evening, Peter. Thanks for doing this.
It's a pleasure, Michael.
So, who are you with, Musk or Minns?
With Musk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's a guy who is, what, he's got $1,800 billion because he's very intelligent, very clever. Minns, has he ever had a job? Is he another flunky for the Labor Party? And where does he think his reach extends? And how does he think we in Australia and everywhere else want to be dictated to by governments on what we hear, what we see on social media, what we think about? That's what it's all about. It's about controlling, trying to control the narrative.
So I was going to say, this is presumably horrible for people who are involved. And the idea of knowing it's up there, I don't know whether that affects them or not. But others who want to thrill themselves with horror by looking at this stuff, essentially you're saying the rest of us shouldn't have to have our access to information and comment censored on account of them.
That's exactly right. Julie Inman Grant, the Australia's E-Safety Commissioner,
yeah.
She's not just some Australian who's sort of doing the right thing for Australia. You realise that she's actually appointed by the World Economic Forum.
Oh, really?
And that's her one of these people that is funded by the World Economic Forum. It's to do with globalism. It's to do with controlling the narrative. It's to do with shutting down the information to ordinary people. It's about digital currency. It's about losing our right to live a normal life. And Julie's perfect for it. I mean, if you look at Julie's picture, she looks like a model on a TV soap commercial. But, you know, she's not a heroic Australian. And Chris Minns, who's been in government for a couple of years, has no background in any of this. Neither of them even come even close to the world experience that has led Elon Musk to lead his company. And why should he close down information on websites? And why should anybody, which effectively is probably no more than a few shadowy images of what went on. We know it went on. It's been in the newspaper. It's in the public space. It's not a surprise. It has nothing to do with social media. The violence in the world and the violence in Bondi and the violence in the Syrian church has nothing at all to do with how social media reports it. And I could add, Mike, that social media, in a way, has become the replacement for a mainstream media, which fails us abysmally. And that's because there is really not much credibility in mainstream media in Australia or anywhere in the world.
So you think this is just opportunism on the part of this lady appointed by the WEF and local politicians to control an aspect of the media that doesn't really come under their control as it is now and is inclined to say things that they don't want said?
Can you even compare these episodes in Australia, terrible as they are for the families in Sydney, can you compare that to the violence going on in the Gaza Strip, in Ukraine, the violence that in the inner cities in America, where people are gunned down every night? I spoke to the editor of the Los Angeles Times, And the Los Angeles Times does not report any homicides at all. And the editor told me that last night we had 28 people murdered in Los Angeles, and we have no way to report it. And the fact is, we are being denied access to news, and this is more closing down access to information. I think it's a terrible move. I think it's a move towards absolutism. I think this is more of the left wing trying to take control of the narrative, and Julie Inman Grant is a perfect example of somebody whose life has been driven by globalism, by her role in the World Economic Forum, which is nothing more than a globalist organization.
So let me be clear on this. The Los Angeles Times does not report homicides?
No, it does not report homicides at all. And I know this because I was there personally and I interviewed the editor and other editors as part of a general study into crime reporting. And effectively, newspapers in America, they don't report the homicides and violence taking place in their own cities. Three or four murders might make the news in Australia, but the truth is, by and large, the world media does not report the news. They don't report what's really going on. And then you have this opportunity to try to blame social media and pretend somehow that by reporting it on social media is somehow somehow against our Australian values. Well, you have to ask yourself, Mike, why it's happened in the first place. It has nothing to do with someone like Elon Musk. It has nothing to do with it. This embedded violence, unfortunately, is something more widespread and probably more difficult to really explain. But surely we all want to see the truth. We need the news from somewhere. Where are we going to get it? Where does this Julie Inman Grant come from? And what sort of values is she professing? Is she representing the values of ordinary people? I don't think so.
Interesting. Appreciate your comments, Pete. Now, for people who want to know a bit more about you, your recent book, I believe, is up on a variety of websites. Is that right? Do you want to give it a mention?
Yeah, that's right. It's called Bloodstains on the Cocaine Trail.
Yeah.
And it effectively tries to look into exactly this issue about what it is that people need to see in the media. And as I found out, there is a general global shutdown in reporting what's going on in preference to more pleasant issues, football matches, celebrities. These are the issues that seem to take preeminence, but that's not the fault of the people in Australia or anywhere else. It's because the media industry is increasingly there simply to cash in, to try to survive, and particularly newspapers, which are dying, and to try to somehow make money. And here we have a what I call a tin pot politician and this globalist from the World Economic Forum somehow feeling that they can change the narrative by threatening Elon Musk with fines for running these the videos. And really, it's not that we want to see it, but do we really want to lose our free speech and our right to know the truth?
All right, Pete, appreciate your time and comments. Thanks for that.
Pleasure, Mike.
That's Peter Clack, longtime journalist and author.